Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jesus, we're in the queue proper now. You can see ham, turkey, beef, the classics. Emma's getting excited about a chicken Kiev, but no, she can't have that. Oh, did you see this?
No.
One of the people behind the counter has pulled out a walkie-talkie.
To the back kitchen.
We need some more. The Ban Marie is running low.
Hi there. Can I get the beef, please?
Welcome to Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther.
I'm Emer MacLysett.
And I'm Esther O'Moore-Donoghue.
Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast is the podcast version of getting into a bed that's been gently heated by an electric blanket for 3 hours. You're wearing fresh pyjamas, your hair is clean, you're like a roasted carrot smothered in a duvet of gravy.
Each week, like two cute little elves, we hop into our sleigh / Emer's Nissan Duke to visit the workshops of carvery and roast purveyors all over Ireland to find out which will be added to the naughty list and which will go in the nice one. So, with all that said, 3, 2, 1, let's roast!
Tis the season! Ah, the Nissan Juke. Somebody said to me recently they can't believe this podcast isn't sponsored by Nissan Juke.
We can't believe it either, but
listen,
we move.
We're back.
We're back,
it's
baby.
Good to be back.
And this is a special episode because, or special week for the podcast. Going to be two episodes in the one.
Yeah, so unusually, it's Friday.
Yeah.
This is coming out on Friday.
I know. It's not Sunday.
There's a reason for that.
We'll get to that.
We've got a bit of news up top. We'll get through it. We'll do the news first. So
sure.
This is season three. Welcome to season three. For the rest of season three, or as we're calling it, our Christmas selection box, the episodes are going to be available on Patreon.com. Patreon.
I always wonder. I don't know.
I think the people are saying Patreon. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's basically just like a nice little app platform where you pay for content you love. And we would love if you paid for a few episodes of Sunday Roast. The reasons are lots of resources go into making this podcast. We've already done two seasons, 21 episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we are hoping to continue with a fourth season in 2024. But for the moment, we just need a little bit of bread behind us.
Yeah, the Nissan Juke needs new hooves and we need little felt hats. And basically, yeah, so that's all we're asking. We love making it, but, you know, it has to make sense. Make it make sense.
Yeah, and so basically, the season three selection box, it's going to cost €8 for 4 festive episodes. The last one will be delivered on Christmas Day. He's a wary dud, Santy.
And Emer's going to do a special Christmas quiz as per the last 2 years. It's going to be a present exchange. I've made a list on my phone because Emer is very good at present buying and I have been like really bad. I'm so sorry.
You're great at presents.
No, Emer, you trump me. Anyway, look, it'll be the present exchange and we will, yeah. So
basically. From this Sunday, so every Sunday in December and then, well, actually Christmas Day is a Monday. So we will be delivering a fresh episode that you know and love. €2 an episode. You can cancel your subscription so you won't be charged again in January. We'll put the Patreon link in the show notes and you'll be able to sign up from today. And don't forget, there are still all those 21 episodes if you want to go back and, you know, have a little trip down memory lane. If you want to support us, we'd love that. If you don't, well,
it's been nice.
Yeah.
So I've got a friend of mine, you know, I think our friend Sophie White's mad into Dundee. She likes buying things. She's bought a trampoline there during lockdown. And then one of my old neighbours, she's like, always selling things. Like things you'd think of no value. I would just be like, I'll give it to, you know, give it to someone or give it to charity.
Give it to the dump.
Yeah, she's always like selling bits. She was selling doors. I was like, I'll sell a door. I've got a spare door. My bathroom situation is strange. I had two doors in the one, going into the one room. I don't know what. Anyway, so I had a spare door. So I got on to Dundee and I uploaded the photos. And it was humiliating. There was nobody looking. It was like the Tinder for furniture. Nobody was visiting my crappy little door. So getting no heat at all. And then Dundee's like, hey, you want more people to see this door? Pay us €1. I'm like, okay, I'll pay €1. And then it was...
Oh, were they promising to like get out of marching band? They were going to be like, Esther selling a door. Yeah. Esther selling a door.
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of doors, but this one is extraordinary.
Politicians drive around with like megaphones strapped to the top of a car. Dundee would be like, Esther selling a door.
That's exactly it. So I boosted it and instantly... somebody got in touch. I was like, well, it must work then. So this guy got on. I'm assuming it was a guy. Your spelling wasn't great. And that's fine. Look, I'm not a great speller. But it was just like, you're selling the door. I need a door right now. Like, there was no one who needed a door more urgently than this man. It didn't make sense. First of all, I was like...
suspicious. Nobody needs a door that urgently.
Like, the second I boosted it, he needed the door. And he needed it now. And he's going to come and collect it. I was like... oh, and I was like, stranger danger. And I was like, look, what am I doing selling things in Dundee? Because da 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 da. Anyway, I was like, okay, well, actually, I feel more comfortable bringing the door to you because, you know, and he was like,
Esther,
fine.
Hang on a second. How were you going to get the door to him?
I was trying to buy, because I was kind of intrigued. I was like, really, how badly could he, what's going on with this door? He needs the door urgently. So, and he's like, I'm an Apache Pizza in Dublin 8. And I'm like, it's like, do you know where that is? And I'm like,
what
yeah.
was he doing there?
I'm trying to hang a door that he didn't have. Anyway, went on, I gave it a shot. He said, in Apache Pizza Dublin 8, you know, but I really need now. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I said, yes, I know, but I can't right now. So you might have to find another door if you need one so urgently. Sorry and thanks. And then our friend Louise McSherry came over and she was like, I was like, I'm trying to sell this door to this man, but he says the door needs the door right now. And I'm kind of scared. What if he bops me over the head? She's like, well, I'm here. And I'm like, yeah, no one would get attacked me if Louise McSherry's in the house. That's not going to happen. She's like, there's builders at the end of the road. Just sell him the door. So I was like, okay, I'll be here for the next 15 minutes. Do you want to come and get the door? And he then ghosted. He didn't respond. And then he said about an hour later, he was like, sorry, I found another door. And also, can I just say, you're a bit weird.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's like, I am a bit weird. So yeah, it was strange. So that was my Dundee. Why did I start telling that story? Basically, I got ghosted in Dundee.
You've reminded me that I had some Dundee antics myself.
Tell me.
While we were away. And I was much more successful. Okay, there are some reasons for my success. A, I was selling highly coveted items.
You
One,
did.
A KitchenAid yes. mixer at a very good price. Two, a pink IKEA chair that I was also selling at a very good price. Secondly, and crucially, I was offering to deliver these items. They were sold within hours.
Yeah.
I was so happy. I was on a high. I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make a living doing this. I haven't sold another thing yet.
No.
They were the two probably best things I had in my house.
You did a little mixer. What are they called?
A KitchenAid. Yeah. And I had got it in sale in Arnott's during lockdown. And I used it, I would say, approximately 11 times.
Yeah.
One more thing I wanted to talk about before we get to our Insta sticker. Mm-hmm. If you're a new listener, and there might be some of you out there, every episode we do an Insta sticker where we ask the good people of Instagram what they think about a certain topic. And then we talk about it. But before I get to that, we also talked on Instagram this week about cream cakes because you were on the top floor of St. Stephen's Green. What's it like up there?
Well, I think it's a perfect liminal space in Dublin. It's where I was trying to kill time on Saturday and I went up there.
Now, are you talking about the top floor where the art gallery is?
It's where the foodie bit's in. I think there's an Insomnia there and different. There's an Eddie Rockets.
There's still another, you know the way and there's a weird top
There's
floor.
Another level, yes. Yeah. There's double levels. And some of the seats, you can just stare out onto Grafton Street or into St. Stephen's Green and just stare into the middle distance and scream silently and go, where is my mind? What am I doing with my life? And you can just have a sneaky little cup of coffee there,
you
or just hide away.
You pay to go to the toilet.
Pay it's expensive to go to the loo there. Yeah, you wouldn't want to spend like €2.
You're not spending
loo.
A penny. €2.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I haven't been there in a long time. I think it's about €2.
I am shocked. Colour me shocked. Anyway, you saw some cream cakes.
But they had cream cakes under cling film and they were €5. I shared it on our Sunday Roast Instagram. People were shocked.
€5
it's expensive.
That is shocking.
It is pricey. But look, in a cream cake emergency, you're going to do what you're going to do and treat yourself.
If you're in a pinch, you might be like, okay, I'll pay the €5.
But then someone got in touch, I think it was Quando on Instagram said, the Mannings on Thomas Street. And there's a few things on Mannings and Rathmines. And they have good cream cakes. Fresh cream, delicious.
Whenever we go out for carveries and roasts, they're often what's on offer.
Yeah, and we think about what we get when we're like, we always,
The only time we ever got one was in Houston Station.
Yeah, I know. And it was a good one. It looked lurid, as you said, but it was delish.
One of that was the place we spent the longest after eating a carvery. Fact fans.
Yeah, wow. There could be a plaque there one day. Once in September 2023, two women spent up to 57 minutes eating a roast. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, it's true. True, it's true.
Before we get to the roast, we're really teasing this roast.
We are. Geez, like, get to the
roast. Our Insta sticker. I wanted to do something potato adjacent, and I've just realised now that corn snacks aren't potato adjacent because corn and potato are two very different products. But look, we wanted to know your favourite corn snack. Corn snacks are very important to me. My favourites at the moment are the giant prawn cocktail Watsits. I don't know, Esther, if you've been privileged enough to try one. They're almost juicy. They're so delicious.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I think Watsits are really crushing it in the corn snack industry at the moment, even though, I mean, they are giving it a bit 800 ears. And
you know,
vibes,
exactly, you know, I do associate a Watsit with something
it's kind
that's
of like, Watsit.
Yeah, it's very British.
Yeah, very. But
widely available here, you're saying?
Undeniable flavours. I was in Big Tesco recently and they had a wall of Watsits. I took pictures. Anyway, we asked people what their favourite corn snacks were. Lots of chickadee fans.
Mm.
Like lots and lots. Yeah. I was surprised by the number.
Because it feels like it's a meal. It's like you're eating coconut noodles in a bag.
I haven't tasted a chickadee in years. Maybe if I was adjacent to a child who was eating a packet or something.
You heard it here first. Hasn't. Actually, can I go back for when you tagged me earlier on in the Instagram, because you did the Insta sticker and you had teased it, first of all, you know, the Insta sticker's back, and you played the Take That music.
Never forget.
Dun, 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 dun. And
I've come so
and then
far.
I clicked into the next story and I was like, what's your favourite corn snack? I was like, okay, not quite the epic question I was, but look, we move. Anyway, so people.
How dare
were,
you? That was.
So, I'm
that
sorry,
was
no, I know.
That was a platinum Insta sticker.
No, it was very good, very good. So people were into chickadees. What
lots
else?
Lots of meanie fans.
Yeah, love a meanie.
In the cheese ball corner, mentions of M&S cheese tasters particularly.
I can only imagine.
Tesco do a cheese ball. I don't know, is it only at Christmas or is it year round? But they are very good. Hot Lips. Are you familiar with a hot lip?
Yes, yes.
They're in the kind of pie ring, spice ring.
Yeah, I think that kind of, the texture of them can kind of coat your throat and it's a bit, it can get a bit claggy. But yes, I appreciate them. I do appreciate them.
Monster Munch, Flamin' Hot is the superior flavour of choice. Bacon fries.
I said to my brother, that's when he comes over, I'm like, I'll get your special treat. Like, he likes the bacon fries. I said, I can't have them in the house anymore, so I'm not. I ate two giant bags. I can't have them. I'm not getting the like mini ones. I'm getting the massive. I said, I just can't. If you want them, bring them yourself because it's just unhealthy, the amount.
And Tesco do a great own brand bacon fry.
Tesco do. And can I mean, they're 95 cent now, which is still very affordable. But I mean, about probably like 3 months ago, they were 37 or something ridiculous, even like less.
So yeah, thank you so much for getting in touch. Hopefully now everyone is going off to have themselves a bag of corn snacks.
Bag of corn snacks and a cream cake and make yourself sick.
Do we want a tiny bit of roast news before we little get on to this? The Irish Times recently, I have a column in the Irish Times every Friday, BTW. They had wines to serve at your Sunday roast and I clicked in. I know nothing about wines, but I clicked in anyway. And it was immediately my eye was caught by another link within the story. Mm. And it said, the return of the big roast dinner and a simple way to cook it. I was like, excuse me, Grania O'Keefe. The return of the big roast dinner.
It has returned.
I mean,
and we are the returners.
We've been on this beat for over a year, Grania. And before that, we were thinking and talking about it.
Yeah. And we've seen the spawn and we're like, just sponsor us. We are obsessed with potatoes and all things roast.
For the past 11 and a half months, people have been talking about the return of the big roast dinner. And I just think that there is a correlation between the two. You're welcome. You're welcome, world.
Tucking hair behind ears. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we're finally ready for the big.
The big reveal. So this week, Eimear, where did we go?
We went to the Black Lion Inn in Inchicore.
Inchicore. And please sit down or grab something sturdy because I'm going to deliver to you some Inchicore facts. Inchicore is a suburb of Dublin, Ireland. Located approximately 5 kilometres, 3.1 miles, west of the city centre, Inchicore was originally a small village separate from Dublin. The village developed around Richmond Barracks, built 1810, and Inchicore Railway Works, built 1846, before being incorporated into the expanding city bounds.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, I'm glad I know those facts.
Yes, indeed. Also, our friends Sean and Andrew live there. There is St. Patrick's Athletic, and I did my tap dancing classes in their community hall.
Sean does the bingo in the CIE Workers' Centre every Thursday evening.
Can anyone just attend that experience? Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, so that's Inchicore. So Black Lion, Never heard of it.
Oh, I've definitely heard of it. I've driven past it 1 million times. And through seasons 1 and 2, I kept saying we should go to the Black Line. I think they weren't doing their carvery for some time, possibly because of the pandemic and possibly for other reasons. I don't know. But we did keep meaning to go.
Yeah, correct. And it was a midweek roast. And on that point, Emer, yeah, on the way out, I saw a poster. It says, the carvery is back. Big okay. poster. So obviously it was gone for a while. And the carvery is a Monday to Friday carvery. Okay.
They don't do it at the weekend.
That's what the poster said. So we might do some, if we follow on news, we'll put it into the Patreon notes. But
interesting.
Yeah, Monday to Friday, 12 to 2:30 p.m.
Okay, interesting. No. And we arrived separately.
Indeed. And will we listen to our arrivals?
Let's.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Well, if this isn't an exciting day, I'm currently heading towards my first carvery, not only of the 2023 season, but of season 3 of Emer Nester's Sunday Roast with Emer Nester. Heading to the Black Lion. It's in Inchicore. We've been meaning to come here for the past 2 years, and finally it's happening. Happy spuds, everyone. Just exited the Lewis there, en route to meet Emer Shackleton, the great carvery explorer. Just realising I didn't tag off on the Lewis. That will stay with me for a while. And I'm in. Searching for Shackleton. Emer Shackleton. Now maybe she's gotten here ahead of me. She might have chosen a completely terrible chair. No offence, she tends to do that. Uwe Emer. Donde es Emer.
So there okay. We were. So we arrived in our caftans.
We were in, as I was walking in, there was a big group of people walking in just ahead of me. And yeah. I was like, these people have carvery in their eyes.
These people have meal vouchers and they've been on a training course.
Yeah. 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 They were coming from a workplace. They were all wearing a similar fleece that they must have got from said workplace.
I think it was CIE, something or CIE.
Ear-Rodarin,
something like that. We had timed it badly, so I said, look, let's secure our seats. I took the lead in this one because we know historically Emer picks stinkers. No offense, Emer.
I'm bad at picking seats.
I took the lead and I think we said, we'll let this crowd die down. Went and scurried and hurried, found our seat. We got the premium seat in the place, I think.
Beside the fire.
Beside a real fire, a roaring fire with logs and whatnot. And as we sat down, one of the barman came and he's like, now if you're sitting there, you have to make sure the fire doesn't go out. And because of our personalities, we both actually took this like the real thing. We're like, okay.
Oh, immediately started panicking.
Immediately. We
where's the wood? Where's the wood? There's no basket.
There was, the wood was drying in a radiator in the hall. So when we said,
where the wood was? Yes. I never actually saw it.
Yeah, I got a visual
on it. You
just
brought it out from wherever it was hiding.
So we were tending to the fire. We had the good seat. We sat down and we just were kind of keeping an eye on the queue. And then when it died down, we decided we'll go up again.
It moved quickly.
It did move quickly. Yeah, because they know what they're doing there in the Black Lion Inch.
Sorry, before we get in, we tend to break down our analysis of the carvery / roast into the host. So where did we go? The roast itself. The food. Did we enjoy it? What was delicious about it? And the Holy Ghost, which is kind of our wrap up and our scores, potatoes out of potatoes. So yeah, I mean, we've already started on the host. It's a lovely pub.
It's lovely. It was giving me like kind of Fagin's and Drumcondra vibes. Yes, because there is sort of a lot of that kind of blondy pine wood. But also, it was Fagin's of Drumcondra crossed with medieval times. There was sort of
It was cozier than Fagin's.
Yeah, and it was like two story. Maybe Fagin's is two story as well. But it was like there was an upstairs balcony bit that we didn't go near. And lots of train paraphernalia on the walls. Given its location and whatnot. And the fire, of course, was just...
Fire was stunning.
It was a chef's kiss.
Yeah, yeah. So did we go up together to get the roast? I think we did in the end.
We
were standing one... I always let you go first because I feel like you're... I don't know.
I'm taller. I can get a good... Yeah. I can get a good eagle eye on the situation. But then, kind of as we were coming in, another group, yet another front was coming in of the fleece wearers. And I was immediately like, Emer... Hold your position.
Yep.
They were talking to the friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't you think you're going to, just because you're with the friends, there's too many of you. We'd let one, or we might
let
two.
There was at least eight of them.
There's a bit of a queue now. Queue of men.
There was at least between 20 and 25 people. We were like, you're not. So they got the vibes because we immediately put the heckles up.
I turned my shoulder and I was like, you're not getting past me, Missy.
We did a firm stance. We spread both our legs, hands on hips, and we were like, this far and no further. And so we secured our place in the queue. And then we looked to our left and we saw what was on offer. So I made a note of that. Did you make a note of that? I can tell you what's on the menu.
I did. I mean, it was the usual fare. I think it was the roast beef, the roast turkey and ham, roast pork.
So it was bacon and turkey. You could have them together if you wanted. Beef pie, chicken Kiev, baked hake, no thank you, and mushroom soup. And they'd all cocktails, 2 for €15 every single day.
Probably if it wasn't like, you know, a Tuesday lunchtime, we probably would have gone for the all cocktails.
And then they had vegetarian options, which I think are good. They gave, it wasn't just like a bit of, you know, red pepper risotto. They had falafel salad, veg pasta, chickpea curry, and again, the mushroom soup, pushing that mushroom soup on the vegetarians.
Wouldn't be for me now.
So there were a lot of options there, I think.
I went for the beef.
Oh, Jesus, we're in the queue proper now. You can see ham, turkey, beef, the classics. Emer's getting excited about a chicken Kiev, but no, she can't have that. Oh, did you see this?
No.
One of the people behind the counter has pulled out a walkie-talkie.
To the back kitchen.
We need some more. The man Marie is running low.
Hi there. Can I get the beef, please?
It was nice to be back at the Ban Marie.
You know, I forgot the ritual of it. And then I saw the brown train. I was like, I remember why I do this now. Yeah. It's a giddy feeling. It's exciting. It's a warm, cozy hug. And, you know, as I've established.
I think there were two men manning the Ban Marie, but the man who was clearly in charge, he had seen all the people come in and a sheen of sweat had beaded across his forehead. But he was well able. He was well able. And you know what I noticed? As I was approaching, he was at the very end of a joint. Mm. And he pulled a fresh joint from neath the Ban Marie's, like I've never seen a man move before.
He did it, and we appreciate it.
He was like Paul Mescal on a GAA field. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. They knew what they were doing, as I said, Monday to Friday, 12 to 2:30. They're firing out carveries left, right and centre. I went for the beef this time also, as per usual. They cabbage, nice and green and crisp.
The cabbage was very green.
Yes, it was. It really was. And that's hard to maintain because you can boil the living shite out of something.
Yeah, usually it's giving, you know, day 9 of a bad cold, the cabbage.
Oh, but yes.
This was giving, is it time to go to hospital? Sinus infection.
I like that. They should have that on as a chat on the wall. The carrots were nice and wedgy. They were substantial again.
They were substantial. I love a substantial carrot.
Yeah, but not mushed into an inch of their lives as well. There was good control of the crunch.
The roasties looked good. On eye appraisal, they looked good.
Yeah.
There was stuffing, which I always love. I'm a big stuffing fan. The gravy was applied atop everything.
Mm-hmm.
We've had instances before where the gravy has gone on under a lot of stuff, which means you get a lot of dryness. But we're now experts at asking for extra gravy anyway.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of gravy.
Yeah. Although we are experts in the ordering of a carvery and a roast experience, I did panic. I didn't assert myself when it came to the scoops of the mash. And they weren't using the premium Haddington Road scooper, which is a third of a size of a normal ice cream scoop. They did the two big scoops. It's too much mash for me personally. I let it go because I'm the first one. I was out of the habit of it. But next time again, I'd be like, one scoop, please. Yeah. That's
you
all I need.
You don't need to be wasting food. I mean, you don't have to eat it all. But
We're anti-food waste. And yeah. If you look at our plates afterwards, you'd see that we agree with that because we have the plates spinning clean.
We've talked many a time about getting the half plate. We have never done it yet. Never will.
So we got our little brain trays of joy, scuttled back to our fire.
They had the glasses of water out, which I always like
yes,
to see.
Yes, correct. That's yeah. what we, yeah. So forget your wine, Irish Times. It's either a Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Or a pint glass of iced water, yeah. waiting for us at the end of the yeah. of the Bain-Marie experience.
Yeah.
We sat down, a moment of panic, scanned the plate, Emer. I said, Emer, haven't got a roasty. They've omitted my roasty.
She'd no roast potatoes.
And of course I said, Esther, you've been through worse. I talked myself down. I was like,
well,
it's fine.
I instantly went into panic mode and I looked down at my own plate where I had three roast potatoes. And I was like, am I expected now to give her one of mine?
And I know she was panicked because I would be like from my cold dead hands. And I would have been like,
I did offer one.
You
to
did.
Gritted teeth.
And I could see you were blinking. You were kind of, I was ticking and you were like, please, if you accept this, I will have to slam your head face down into your thing. I said,
and you know what?
I said, Emer, you're fine. I said, Emer, no, I wouldn't do that to
you. I think I had taken a taste of said roast potato. They were great roast potatoes. They were cut on the bias. They had lots of corners. They yeah. had done them right. And you had none.
And I had none. And I said, but look, it's fine. I don't need them. It's and I was like, it's
I think
fine.
You lasted about 40 seconds before you were like, I'm going up to get my roast potatoes.
I said, I'm sorry. And I said, but he forgot my roast potatoes. Like, and he gave me a bowl of them.
Yeah, he did.
We had additional roast potatoes. I was like, it worked out all for the best.
Yeah.
The fire was pumping. We had a bowl of roast potatoes. And it was good to be the queens. It yeah, was good. So it all worked out in the end.
It was a good meal, wasn't it?
It was a good. So yeah, what? Yeah, good energy from the people, from the staff, real fire going. It was a good plate. Great portion
size. I really
enjoyed
my meal. Now, the gravy was giving a little bit powdered oxtail soup.
Mm-hmm.
That was my one little thing, was like, it's a bit oxtail soupy. But as I was eating it, I was like, I'm coming back here.
Yeah.
I am coming
yeah.
back here.
It's so cozy. Yeah, no, it's very, very cute.
Yeah.
I like it. And
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And because you know when they're kind of, there's a high turnover, you know it's going to be fresh food, speedily delivered, which is what you want when you're just...
Even with the onslaught of the 79 people in the fleeces, everything was perfect.
Everything ran like clockwork. And...
We didn't spy a dessert. We didn't even investigate a dessert, but there probably was a dessert on offer.
Yeah.
I didn't see any cheesecake sweating in a little fridge, but you never know. They might have been there.
So, I mean, that was our experience at the Black Lion in Chicor. We're going to give our scores in a minute. But before we do that, let's have our immediate boots on the ground post-roast reaction.
Well, we're back in the Duke.
Oh, it's good to be back.
The first carve of whatever season this is in.
I am up to just below the line of my ears with beef.
It was a good welcome back. There was a fire, we'll just say that.
We were in charge of keeping the fire alight.
It was very cosy. So,
good to be back.
Yeah, let's...
Back to studio.
Bye.
Interesting. Wow. Stroking my chin. Very good. Nodding. Okay.
And out of the scores.
How many potatoes, out of potatoes, are you giving the Black Lion in Inchicore?
I am giving it a solid 8.2. That's high.
That's really
high.
High,
isn't it?
That's really high.
It was just, you know, my expectations were, I didn't really have any. I was like, I don't know what to expect. And it was just a really pleasant experience.
Like, now I remember why I do what I do. I said, this is a grand
Even
place.
Even the stress of having to keep the fire going. Added yeah. to the experience, you know?
We added it. I think he took over then. He did add a log at the end. I was like, do we need to add another log, sir? And he was like, I'll do it. These are soaking wet. And I went, okay, fine. He had them on the radiator. That's a detail you didn't need to know. But okay, I would say you gave it 8.2. I was thinking about this earlier. I'm going to give it an 8.9.
Wow!
I know, Barbara. An 8.9.
That's incredible.
It was good. So we can highly recommend.
What pushed it up to the 8.9 for you?
I just think it was the fire, the coziness.
Yeah, it was very cozy.
And as we went out, there was like a stained glass kind of installation in the pub, and it had like Nace to Dublin. And I was like, that's us, Nace to Dublin.
Yeah.
It was a sign. We're back in the business, yeah. baby. Let's go. Let's carve our tits off.
Well done, the Black Lion in Chicor.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Well, no, 8.9 out of 10. And 8.2.
Yeah. 8.9. 8.2, wasn't 8.2, it? In my head, I've already pushed it up to 8.3. So we've come to the end of another Emer and Esther Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther, the first of season 3. Just wanted to remind you, if you want to listen to the rest of season 3, our 2023 selection box, you can now sign up for our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Sunday Roast Podcast. It's in the show notes of this episode. We'll put it on our Instagram and all that. It's going to cost you €8 for the month of December. You're going to get 4 lovely episodes. Last one coming on Christmas Day, a special Christmas episode. We would love if you signed up and got on board and listened along. We love chatting with you in the DMs and it's just such a joy. So please do sign up. We'd love that.
Help us help each other. And if you have any roast recommendations or strong opinions about said roast, please get in touch on Insta at Sunday Roast Potatoes or email us at hellorostpotatoes@gmail.com. And as for me, you can follow me at Esther2Names on Instagram.
And I'm at Emer the Screamer, and we will be back
on
this
Sunday,
December 3rd, with a brand new roast, a brand new episode, and hopefully we will see most of you there. No pressure.
No presh. Bye. Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.